I can't really go that hard because I barely have a voice because of my allergies. So here we go. This is supposed to be part two to episode 7. Would you help your friends cheat? And Greg and I continued La Mouse Stereo episode talking about the dating scene and what happens when you date and when you're not emotionally able to check yourself. And so, Drake, I was about to say Drake from Everything Culture. What's up, Drake? Greg and I decided to do it on stereo. And then all of a sudden, at the night, because Greg is king for last minute changes, he wanted to record it on TikTok. We didn't have the usual audience that we would have because of his change. So in this episode, you will hear the switch. But there are some points that I didn't get to make because being on TikTok kind of threw me off because I wasn't prepared to be on TikTok. But I saw it through my boy. And we did that thing. So I'm just going to add in what I didn't get to add in. But this is part 2 of episode 7, season 4 of Loud Mouth Stereo. My name is Shan. And on the mic with me is Greg from Young Black and Bothered. Please check out our podcast. Please check up our websites. And yeah, y'all know the drill. Let's get into it.
For the night before Shan gets in here. Oh, there she is. So I can invite her as a guest. Invitation sent, and the shit should show up like it's supposed to. About fucking time. See, again, players fuck up, and this one was on me. It was not on Shan. So she was telling me we were supposed to be on stereo. I thought TikTok, but I forgot that last week we talked and we said we were going to do stereo. I had to go and check, so you were right. But we do need the content. We need the visual content, y'all. So thank y'all for joining in. I don't know who Afro Echoes is, but shout out to you. Shout out to Joe Button with the numbers and the letters and shit like that. Shan, do you want me to introduce the show or do you want
to introduce it?
Oh, look at her. She's like, nah, you want to be bold and go live with the cameras on and shit. There so it's on. It's on you tonight. All right, cool. So basically, this is Loud Mouth Stereo. I'm Shan. That is Greg. She is Greg. I am Shan. And we do a podcast every single week called every other week called Loud Mouth Stereo. We've been doing the show for over 4 years since the pandemic was here. And the beauty about the show is we've never met. So the people who are new, this is the first time we've ever done like a live show on TikTok. So hopefully it goes well. If it doesn't, guess what? We'll try again, right? But we did a show on our DSPs, on the digital streaming platforms for the uninitiated. We did an episode about would you help your friends cheat. We had roughly 60 voicemails talking about just all encompassing things about relationships. There was a guy who, in my personal opinion, I feel like he's in love with his friend. And he just won't say it because he left like 18 voicemails talking about how much in love he was with a person.
But he always does that.
But I think he's in love with the dude. I really do.
I don't think that. I think when your life is fucked up, it's hard for you to see the good in somebody else's when they're really close to you.
That's true.
Because you just really feel like they should be helping more when they're relaxing and you're like still trying to find two coins to rub together.
That's true.
But
yeah. So like the show, it went so well. Like I was so excited. I was like, yo, like we got to do a TikTok live, right? We have to do a after show. And we've already, like we came to the conclusion we should definitely do a live every once in a while. But I wanted to get a different audience. We got like Damo, obviously Joe Buttons, a few other people joined in. We don't have like 70, 80 people in here, unfortunately. But for the people who are here, I would love for y'all to stay in, stay tuned, and more importantly, engage. Because this topic is a really engaging topic about helping your friends cheat. Shan actually convinced me at the end of our show, without spoiling it for y'all, because I want you to check out the entire episode. She convinced me that you shouldn't be helping your friends cheat, that you should honestly just be doing something else. You should be convincing them why it's the wrong thing to do. And now that we sat on it for a week, I wanted to talk about it with a new audience. Natalie, Quincy Coleman, Damo Chanel, like I wanted to know, ultimately, like, have you ever had a friend help you, or have you ever helped a friend cheat? So that is the overarching question for everybody that's in the room. Again, I am Shan, that is Greg. I'm going to allow him, her, to tell you about herself before we get into the thick of things.
What's up, y'all? I am Shan, okay? Okay, I am biologically born a Shan, okay? I have a few other podcasts, and like Greg said before, we have never met in the flesh, but we have met visually and digitally. And we do Loud Mouth Stereo on Stereo app, and we drop it on an actual podcast, so y'all can have it on podcast app. Hey, Nat! And this is supposed to be part two to the first show, Would You Help Your Friends Cheat? And tonight, I wanted to talk about when you stay, when you decide to stay with that friend after they cheat. And I wanted to talk about when you stay with that person after they cheated or you cheated, and the stuff that comes with that. So I know there's a lot of people that will help their friends cheat, and there's a lot of people that think even if you didn't say anything, you didn't lie. But if you know something and you don't say something and you act straight and direct, were they here with you last night like they said? And you'd be like, I mean, I was tired. That's not you answering the question, okay? So you are complicit in the foolery. And my thing is, like I said on the show last week, I would rather not be put into the middle of your foolery. Like, the less I know, the better it is. I know people are in a lot of relationships today out of convenience, out of I don't want to do adulting 100%, so I'm just here. Or when I do leave, I got to make sure I'm halfway into another relationship. That way, I don't have to start from scratch. I know a lot of people are doing that. I am the type of person where I can be by myself for years and not be bothered. I don't understand staying in a relationship where you're not at peace, but people do it every day, so I can't relate. But if y'all not gonna be honest on here and say that y'all would help y'all friends cheat, that's cool too. Either way, we gonna talk about it.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Yeah.
I'll start by saying, again, just to reiterate, like, my mind was changed because of Shan, and I just feel like the reason why it changed, because I've been that friend who's had to go and help a friend cheat. I've been the friend that my friends had to help me cheat.
Seeing that, confessed.
Yeah, once upon a time when I was a hoe, right? That's the operative term. And even Nathalie said, you know, she's like, I'm not going to lie, back in my early college days, I did. Now as a grown-up, I won't. I think the older you get, the more responsible you are when it comes to not getting involved in your friends' personal affairs and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. But when we're, you know, a little bit younger and naive, it's like, yo, like, more than likely you may just not like that friend, you know, that friend's spouse, or you just know for a fact that they're a better person without that person. So instead of just telling them, like, yo, this is a bad situation for you, you put them in compromising situations, like going out to the bar, going out to the nightclub and stuff like that. That to me is considered, you know, helping your friends cheat, because some friends that you may have, I don't want to say they don't have a backbone, but they're definitely just not in the situation to be put in a situation where, okay, great, we're going out for fellas night and I can control myself.
They don't need to be out with nobody. They need a sitter.
That's like, what they got the girlfriend for.
No.
Why not?
I don't want to be around nobody that needs to be watched in order for them to do what they need to do for themselves. Okay. I don't want to go out with the girl that, oh, you know how such and such gets, she get drunk, you got to keep an eye on her. No, don't come. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have in the back of my mind, I can't go to the bathroom for 5 minutes because you're going to be standing on the table or you're going to leave with a guy that you don't know. I don't want to turn into your babysitter because we agreed to go out together. And you know, like, how some people be like, you can't have no single friends when you're in a relationship. Or if you have a single friend and you in a marriage or relationship, they gonna ruin your relationship. No, a lot of times it's the other way around.
Absolutely.
A lot of times I've been the single friend going out with the girls. They are in relationships, but out of the comfort of them being in relationships, they can openly flirt and not care about what comes with that. And I'm sitting in the middle of it around the men that's around, and they're thinking, because everybody else is flirting, I'm free game. Nah! I just came out here with my friends. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, like, I'm a little bit immature when it comes to that. But then again, like, my friend choices have changed. And, like, I still arise. She says, I was happily married for a long time. We both had our friends. Like, that's a whole nother dynamic. It's like, all right, if they have their friends and you have your friends, like, obviously when you're hanging out with your personal friends, right, and you don't kind of, you know, assimilate them together, like, when you're with your boys, you're acting a little bit differently than when you are with her friends or when y'all are all together. Like, I know for me, when I'm out with the fellas or something like that, like, I am who I am, but I know for a fact, I'm like, I'm not going out to try to see if I still got it, but I still know, I'm like, all right, I can still entertain some, you know, body at a bar. If a woman comes up to me and has a conversation, I know what it is. We're just having conversation, right? But yeah, so.
Not blow your girls back out. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And then the comments, bro. Daquan with Rogue Gang, we are offering a free trial. Jesus Christ.
I can't.
And Stella Ross says, we were 35 and up. Like, again, like, at some point, you know, like, because I'm 37. So my mentality's changed a little bit when it comes to not only just hanging with my friends, but more importantly, like, how we interact in the places that we go, right? Mm-hmm. But like Nathalie, and it's so weird being in stereo, you know, where people can leave the voice notes and now we're just like reading the comments. That's odd, right? But Nathalie, she's like, I never understood being in a relationship and still trying to see if you still got it. More people do it than you would think.
More because people, because a lot of people are in relationships with people they feel like mm-hmm. they should be lucky I'm with them.
Yeah.
And so when you have that mentality that you're with somebody and you feel like they should be lucky that you even entertain them, in your mind, you're single.
Yeah.
And they're not around. When you're around them, it's just like, ugh, I don't have nothing else to do. I'll just do this with them. And that's fucked up.
Yeah. But, I mean, can two things exist at the same time where it's like, okay, yeah, there's people who still want to see if they still got it. And then you have people who are just like, yo, like, they just attract attention because they may be attractive. It's not that they want it, but it's just there. Like,
the
they're just
is what you entertain.
Okay. It's
what you give feedback to. Like, mm-hmm. I could be in a relationship and I could go to the store and a man could give me a compliment and I could say thank you. I'm not gonna say thank you and linger in his space. I'm gonna say thank you and walk the hell away. A lot of women say thank you, have a conversation, and you know this man don't know what you got going on relationship-wise, but you're entertaining it. Men do it too.
Yeah. 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 And for anybody who is actually, like, on TikTok, I need to follow Shane as well. She doesn't just go live with me. She goes live with Drake. She does her own lives as well. And all 86 of her podcasts are fire. So I have to do that. And for us to go live for the first time in 4 years, it actually makes me feel happy.
This is not the first time we did a TikTok and it never recorded.
It never recorded. Yeah.
And that's why I didn't want to come on here because I don't trust it.
Well, who knows? The last few lives that I've done on this platform, it allows me to kind of like download the video, but it doesn't show the chat, unfortunately. I don't know if there's a way
that's fine.
To do that. But as long as we get the, you know, the audio content, that's fine. But everybody seems to be agreeing with you. Like, you know, and Still I Rise says to Nathalie, she was like, it triggers validation. Nathalie's like, you know, she's agreeing with you. So you clearly are resonating with them.
And I think if you have to look for validation of you being wanted from somebody else other than your person, then there's something wrong between you and your person where you got to go outside of the relationship for that shit.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, there are more people than not that do that. But the same could exist. Maybe I'm speaking from a male perspective, so it's going to sound really messed up to say it. It's not like, you know, on stereo, but when it comes to like guys, I feel like they have to go and seek that. So that's that validation, like you were saying. But for women, like, you know, guys literally just throw dick at them, right? So it's just like, all right, cool. Like, you're going out with no intentions. But if you're in a situation, like you were saying, if, like, your relationship's in jeopardy or there's something going on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all may be arguing or something like that. You know for a fact your intentions aren't to leave your partner. But you know for a fact, you're like, all right, cool. We got in an argument. I just need to have ladies' night or something like that. I need to be, I don't want to say be, y'all never have that.
You got to know who you are. So me personally.
What?
I got to get some water. I sound like Kermit the Frog. Me personally, I can't go out and have a good time if I'm pissed off at my wingage, my man, okay. Right? Hmm. Because I have a defiant spirit when you piss me off. Everything you don't like, I'm going to do because you pissed me off. So I'm not going to put myself as an ingredient into the night to do some shit that you would disapprove of. And that's the thing about maturity. And that's the thing about respecting the person you're in a relationship with. Whether or not y'all disagree, whether or not y'all not seeing eye to eye, do you take those moments to disrespect the relationship? Or do you take those moments to go be in by yourself to do your own thing respectfully? And okay. A lot of people use moments of someone not wanting to talk to them to be like, I'm going to take advantage of this. She's not talking to me right now. I don't have to worry about her calling. I'm going to call this other bitch. Or she's not going to call because she pissed off at me right now. She probably at her friend's house. So I'm going to just say that I'm at your house. And I'm going to go do my thing, blah, 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 blah. And this goes back to men thinking they're smarter. I'm going to call and check on her to see where she at so I know where I don't need to be around.
Okay.
Sir, don't call me and ask me where I'm at. Where are you? I'm in my skin. What's up? What you want?
That is crazy.
Okay? So, I don't want you to know if I'm a pull up. I don't want you to know if I'm on the east side or the west side. I'm around. What's up?
Okay. That's fair. So... And Stella Rise says, she said, I struggled for years with self-esteem and my own self-worth. And then Nathalie followed by saying, if you disrespect your relationship, you're disrespecting yourself. Essentially agreeing with what you said. And then, you know, and Stella Rise said again, she was like, I didn't understand emotional regulation. That's a bar right there.
You have to have that. If you don't have that, then it's pointless.
Yeah. But how do you try? I know we're like, going away from the idea of the cheating and like all of that, but like, how do you actually deal with like emotional regulation? Like, if you are
I think you have to learn to be by yourself. A lot of people don't even give themselves time to be by themselves.
Mm-hmm. So is that why a lot of people in relationships and stuff like that, they're just like, all right, like they feel like they need that validation, and even when they get with that person, they still are seeking more validation. It's like, hey, I have that partner, I have that spouse, but I'm still searching for more. I'm still seeking.
In their mind, that's not the person I deserve. I deserve somebody better. But that's the person that wants me, and I don't have to worry about that person. So this will do for the time being. It's a use type relationship. And what Nat said, she was like, if you got to do that, why be in a relationship? Because people are selfish. And they would rather be validated by having someone that's dumb enough to deal with their shit while they're giving 50% of what they could give.
Yeah. And just to give like some perspective, because, you know, again, I'm getting jumped by the ladies in the chat, right?
So you are not.
I'm getting jumped. So Still I Rise, I'm sorry, I'm gonna just call her Ann Still, but her name is Ann Still I Rise. She said, I regulated my emotions based on the temperature of my parents and took therapy, you know, and struggled to. Nat said the expectation, you know, as it, you know, passes through time and stuff like that, right? So her name is Eva. So is it Ava or Eva? Well, Ava, obviously got the A. So Eva, right? So with guys, I think the operative thing is when women, to me in my personal opinion, when they see guys going out, they think, okay, the guys are going out for a fellas night to go be seen, and they're still having a good time, but they know they want to be around women. They want to be, like, in spaces with
people. I would hope you want to be around women.
Yeah. Well, if you're in shared space, that's one thing, right?
Right.
But it couldn't be further from the truth. I'll give you a perfect example. So for my homeboy's bachelor party, right, we went and we did I want to say ziplining so bad, but it's not ziplining. It's the fucking axe throwing. We went axe throwing, and it was just like the guys, and we're just having fun. We're connecting, yeah. We're bonding and building, right? And sometimes you need those moments where you just are with the guys. And we ended up going out, and we were walking around. You know, we went to a nightclub or whatever, and there were women around, women available. And we ultimately, we just, I don't even want to say we didn't see them. Like, the visibility wasn't there because that's not what we came for, right? And I think the older you get and the more mature you get, if you have something at home, if the situation was like, you know what you have at home, you're not trying to jeopardize that shit, but your partner would be in like the top of the food chain, they feel as though that you want something because you're going out with the guys. Because historically, when you go out with the guys, there has to be women involved. There has to be something that's going on. And it's like, no, like sometimes the guys really go out, there are women out there, but you're not necessarily attempting to cheat. You're not going and trying to talk to women because they're out there in the public. Yeah, they're in a space, but that doesn't necessarily mean you out here on some fuckboy shit, right?
I don't think that, but I feel like men need the way that men decompress is by being around a woman that has no expectations for him. I think a lot of times what men in relationships get exhausted with is the fact that they can't come in and relax when they haven't done what their woman has the expectation of them doing.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you don't want to kiki with your girl or your wife because she's still pissed off that you ain't cut the grass yesterday when you should have. So to avoid that energy, I want to go laugh with a girl that doesn't expect me to do something for her or is mad at me because I didn't do something. And that's a lot of times why men don't fix the problems that are in their relationship with a woman, and they have a side chick because that bitch ain't got no expectations for you but whack.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, again, once upon a time when I was a hoe, like, you know, me and, you know, my homeboy of the past, like, he and I aren't cool anymore. And when we used to go out to, like, Love every week and go nightclubbing and stuff like that. And me being the hoe in the friendship and shit like that, it was weird at points where, like, he would be in a relationship, like, he would be, all right, I'm going to go and fuck on some chick or something. And he'd be like, hey, I'm going to my girl house because he in a relationship and shit, right? And his girlfriend at the time knew how I got down, right? She knew, it was like, all right, Greg is going and he hitting the streets. Like, we know who Greg was at that time. He want to party, he want to have fun, he going to be around women, but he has my man in that same space. So she had this preconceived notion that, okay, since we're friends, since we're boys, just because I'm the single one and my homeboy was taken, that I'm putting him in these spaces because I wanted to eliminate her. Like, I'm pretty much putting him in these spaces to cheat, and that can't be farther from the truth. Sometimes your single friends, when you go out with them, they're not there. Honestly, how can I say it without sounding like a complete asshole? Sometimes the single friends need to be around their friends that are in relationships and shit like that to actually be like, you know what? Yeah, like, at the end of the night, you have something to go home to. We don't. I know it sounds like bullshit. It's the absolute truth.
Why?
Because, like, imagine if you know for a fact you're hanging out with your homeboy. Like, you haven't hung out with your homeboy for a few weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in a relationship, stuff like that. They're going to dinner, having all these things. They're in relationship mode. And then when they have that free time, you're like, all right, cool. Greg is going, and I'm using me as an example, right? Greg is single. Greg likes to party. Greg hangs out and stuff like that. Eventually, your friends who are in relationships, like, yo, like, you know, I just want to have a night to hang out with the fellas. I want to go out. But yeah, there's going to be our single friends there. There's going to be single Greg there. And yeah, Greg may be on some fuck shit, or he may be out here, you know, mingling. And yeah, he's going to bring women around. And, you know, there's going to be a situation where we're going and interacting with women. That doesn't mean that his maturity fails him. And when we're out and these women are talking to him, he's out here knowing he got a girl at home trying to fuck on them. And I think that's for me, it's a preconceived notion with the guys. I think a lot of women who are in relationships, without being disrespectful, they think like, all right, if I got a man and he's intentionally going out knowing what he has at home, and he's going out with his friends who ain't shit, or his friends that are single, the reason why he's going out with his single friends is because they're not going to hold him accountable for any actions that happen when they're out, which is further from the truth.
I mean, that could happen with your married friends.
Yeah.
A lot of men are in marriages for years, for decades, and have no boundaries. My dad was like that. My dad would take us in the back seat after church and get women's numbers on his way to play the lottery. Like, if you don't have boundaries, you don't have boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there's no marriage or a house or a business or a certain amount of money that's going to give you those boundaries. And I feel like if you're good looking, if you're on top of your shit, if you're respectable, if you have any level of power, you can be in a situation of being flirted with at the mailbox.
Yeah.
You can be in a situation surrounded by women in the elevator. If you're a woman and you're with a man and you're just like, you need to avoid that at all costs, then you're not ready to be in a relationship like you think you are with that man. Because me personally, I don't want to be with the man I have to babysit.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to be in a room of women, them see a ring on your finger, and you still respect them with boundaries, and you don't cross the line. And what's so crazy is that shit makes women attracted to a married man more. Because they're just like, damn! He looks this good. He can do whatever he wants. He's smart. He's intelligent. And he doesn't cross the line. She got a good one.
Yeah.
But if you're weak-minded, you're going to overstep.
Yeah. I think when it comes to relationships or being in a relationship, like, you're always reestablishing trust. I've always felt that way. Like, regardless if you've been with that person for 6 months or 6 years, you're always going to be attempting to reestablish the trust in that relationship, because you're constantly attempting to prove, not that, you know, y'all are together or why you're together. It's you proving that the promise you kept by actually building a bond with the person is still intact. That person can trust you to do your housely duties and to be a man or to be a woman and to fuck them properly, all these things. But when it comes to, like, that trust thing, like, some people, to me, I don't want to say, like, it's going to sound really fucked up to say, but, like, some people's trust issues hinder how they feel about relationships because they only trust themselves. It's like, okay, I trust me and my faults, and if I fuck up, I can go and acknowledge that shit. But if you're with somebody, it's like, yo, you have to continuously, when I say continuously, like, annually, just put a date on if you wanted to. Just be like, you have to continue to develop that trust with that person. And it's not like grade school where as long as you maintain an A, you pass, right? Like, there are different, like, factors in relationships. Like, if you cheat, like, say, for example, you have an A in your relationship, you cheat, you instantly are at an F. But now that you've done, like, the most egregious thing, you've already passed the progress report at that point. We're at the point where we're giving you your final grade. But that F that you added the progress report, and the fact that that is, like, the lingering thing over your head, the highest you can get is a C in a relationship, because it's never going away. You feel me? It's like, it's always just going to be there as the overarching thing that's fucked up in your relationship. Versus, hey, I went out with the fellas tonight or whatever, and I didn't text you back because I'm out with the guys or something like that. The trust may fall down to, like, a A minus, a B minus, you know, if you will, but it won't fall down as far as a F because of the fact that it doesn't have as much weight on, like, a relationship scale as it would, like, a cheating or doing something derogatory. But, to the flip of the coin, there are a lot of people who have been cheated on before, or there have been a lot of people who have just been in tarnished relationships where they feel like they have their guards up. So if you were to hear, hey, you know, we're having fellas night tonight, do you mind if I go out with the guys? If the person you were with before, every time they went out with the guys, he going and fucking on somebody, you're going to be like, damn, like, no, like, I don't want that. Well, you feel a certain way.
That's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you stay with a friend after they disrespected you or y'all had a falling out and y'all trying to build that back up, you'll never be as comfortable as you once were.
Yeah.
I don't care how much therapy you go to. I don't care how much time has passed. I don't care how many times you've seen them not do what they did. you're never going to be at ease. Just like if your person cheats on you or does something behind your back, you'll never be comfortable with them going out. A part of you has to, an expectation and a certain level of how you admire them has to die in order for that relationship to continue. Because if it doesn't, you become like this nag of, no, I don't want you to cross the street on 2nd and 50th because that's where you cheated on me. No, we can't go there anymore because it reminds me of when you shut up. It's either you get over it and we level up to some other shit, or this is not going to work.
Yeah.
And you have to know who you are. So I'm the type of person where if I see that you ever cheated, there's a level of the relationship with me that you'll never get to.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even going to put myself in that predicament. Women who maintain a side position and that man eventually leaves that woman that he cheated on, and y'all think y'all gonna have a healthy relationship. You're not.
Yeah.
That man is who he is. A woman who has continuously cheated on the man that was doing everything for her.
Yeah.
When y'all get together, your mind will never be comfortable with being enough.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't put yourself in those situations. But you don't get to put a time frame on somebody else's healing either. Yeah. So if you cheated, are you willing to deal with the insecurities that come with it from your person? Are you willing to deal with them being upset or triggered?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say they are, but they don't have the threshold.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people would be like, if they present me with divorce papers, I'll sign and I won't say shit.
Yeah.
Right? And that said, how many times do you need to redevelop trust in the life of a relationship? I feel like the best thing about being married and growing old with someone is seeing how their respect for you, their trust with you, and their loyalty levels up. Like, I think the sexiest thing to be able to do is to go into a bar or a lounge or a party with your person, have a good time, not have to be shoulder to shoulder with them the whole time, be in a conversation, and carry yourself in a respectable way that you don't have to say, oh, I'm married and that's my man, or I'm married and that's my girl. Yep. You're chill. They're chill. Y'all respect each other, and y'all still can be in that environment and don't have to be like, oh, that's my man. Don't say
exactly.
I want to be in the car and be like, oh, I saw that bitch flirting with you.
Yeah.
She was cute. Or I want to be like, or, you know, him to be like, I like how you handled that situation. I know he was trying to push up on you. It's like, that's the fucking foreplay. So that's when y'all get to the house, y'all in. Like,
exactly.
Why patrol that? Why are we playing cops and robbers everywhere we go?
Yeah. But some people just really fucking overprotected because they never had shit. I know that. God, I know that. Now, there are some people, like, there was a girl that I was talking to, and it wasn't that long, because, like, when you talk to somebody and you already see the red flags, you're like, all right, I need to distance myself before it get worse, right? And I noticed her, there's a term, it's not clingy, but possessive. She was very possessive. And we hadn't even figured out a title. We were just, like, I was courting her. We're going out to eat. We're going, and I'm trying to figure out if I like her, she likes me, and we're going to try something, right? And she was very possessive in getting to like me. Not even getting to know me, getting to like me. And I remember, like, it was yesterday. We went to Gallery Place Chinatown in D.C., right? We go to Chinatown, and we go to this, like, it wasn't even a fancy restaurant. It's like a bar and shit, right? And she goes to the bathroom, and in the midst of her going to the bathroom, there was a girl who was sitting, like, you know how, like, most bars have, like, that square, right? So we're sitting towards the end of the square, and on the other side of the square, I guess a girl asked me, she was like, hey, you know, is somebody sitting here? And I was like, no, you can sit here, right? But in the midst of me having this conversation, you know, just telling her, yeah, nobody's sitting there, you're safe to sit there, and her talking about the woman not seeing that I was with somebody at the time, she decided, she's like, oh, well, you know, I'm in town, blah, 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 blah. Just making conversation or whatever, right? Yeah. Homegirl comes out of the bathroom and flies off the handle. And she was like, so, like, this is what we're doing. I was like, oh, my God, bro. I knew, the thing is, I knew the shit was going to happen, but I didn't know that she was going to go to that length. I'm sure she probably saw me talking to a woman, but just nothing that I could have done in the 2.5-3 minutes to engage with this woman since you've been gone to be like, hey, can I get your number real quick before the girl that I'm going, you know, the girl that I'm waiting for to come out of the bathroom does something? Because, like, logically, it doesn't make fucking sense. Like, you know for a fact when you come out, you're going to be sitting next to me. So the girl that just walked up and she's going to see you, she's like, oh, this nigga's a dirtbag, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we know that the conversation wasn't that. So I felt her insecurities there. So when we leave the restaurant or the bar, and I asked her, I was like, yo, what's to it? Like, why are you, like, why did you make a scene about me telling her that, like, yes, the seat was available? She was like, mm-hmm. She could have sat anywhere else. She sat next to you because you're a guy and she saw you were, you know, just who you were by yourself. So she figured, okay, I'll sit with somebody else who, you know, who's alone to spark a conversation. And she made valid points though. That's the thing. Like, yeah, I was sitting at the time by myself. That woman felt the need to sit next to somebody who was also quote unquote alone, sparked a conversation about like, is this available? You know, hey, and telling me stuff that like details I didn't need. And it was on me to say, hey, like I'm waiting for, you know, my date to come out of the bathroom. But no one in that moment is fucking thinking about, hey, let me tell this stranger that just walked up 45 seconds to a minute ago that, hey, I'm going to tell her like a weirdo, hey, I can't talk to you because I'm talking, you know.
And people do that.
But that is fucking weird.
It is weird. And I'm the type of person where, back to regulating your emotion, I would have quietly came over there from the bathroom, sat in the seat I was sitting in, and be like in your space enough for her to realize, oh, she's here with you.
Hello.
And I don't have to step on your, I don't have to step on her toes. I don't have to be rude to you. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't understand the cattiness that's unnecessary between men. And you know, I've been with people where I'll be in the office and somebody in the office might say something to me. And as soon as they hear another man talking to me, oh, I see you're busy. I'll just call you later.
Man, what?
What's the problem? Somebody just said something to me. Am I supposed to ignore them like they're not physically in front of my face? That's a red flag of insecurity.
Exactly.
Me personally, if I was a man and I'm on the phone with my girl or whatever, she's at work, and a man is talking to her, I want to hear how she politely talks to this other man. Mm-hmm. I want to hear how she ends the conversation with him, apologizes to me, and continues my conversation.
Exactly.
That's normal shit. But if you're not saying, if you're not clicking, if you just feel like, when I call, everything freezes.
Yep.
When I come in, you should not even think your children are in the house. You should just stop everything and serve.
Exactly.
What?
Like, who are you and what are we? Like, I hate using that. I actually hate that term. What are
and
we?
The only time I want to ever feel possessed by a man is when you're in my body.
You know what?
I'm going to tell you some things, okay?
You know what?
But once you're not in here, sir. You, thank you so much for listening and checking out this show. If you would like to support, you can always go on your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. Also share clips of the show if you can. Other than that, catch us on stereo or in the social media streets. Now we're gonna be back to the show. I can take care of myself when I leave this room. I'm okay.
See?
But I don't want you to tell me I want you to be mine. What does that mean? Nobody belongs to anybody. My kids don't belong to me. After I gave birth to them, they have a social security card. And if I don't do certain things, the government is coming to pick them up. They don't belong to me. So I don't like people who have a mindset of, once you're mine, you're always mine. What is this, a Lifetime movie? Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hate to bring that idea or that ideology of like some people never had anything, so when they have something, it's like, it's mine. But it's more true than it's false. Like, I've dated women who, you know, I told you, like, it wasn't even a possession. It was like, okay, there's nothing that I can't do without evaluation, right? It's like, okay, it has to filter through that person, right? Because they've never, I won't say they never had shit, but they've never been in a relationship where it's like, it's fully transparent. They always felt like they had to have their guard up. There was a girl that, when I dated her, even though I would go out to the nightclubs and stuff like that, I could be texting her all night. I could be Bro, like, trust me. And when I say texting her all night, I'm not saying like, all right, 9:17, 9:19, 9:20. It's like periodically throughout the night. I'm like, hey, I'm having fun. You know where I'm coming to when I leave here. I'm not doing anything between there. By the way, like, more than likely, your friends are here, because DC's nightlife is like everybody knows somebody by, like, you know, 6 degrees of separation, right? Mm-hmm. And she would say some shit like, well, why did you have to go out when you could have just been here? And I'm like, truth be told, you kind of boring, bro. Like, I can't even believe I said that out loud. But at some point, it's like, you should be able to have fun with your peers. That's what I'm, like, circling back to. You should be able to still have fun with your friends without the people that you're dating, the people that you are courting, or the people that you're in a relationship with, having that guise of they're going to be doing shit. That goes back to what you and I were talking about on the show. And again, Loud Mouth Stereo, for anybody who's listening, if you are enjoying the show, this is how we talk on the podcast. So again, follow it on all your streaming platforms. But ultimately, like, with my old homeboy's ex-wife, she used to literally do that shit. She knew my phone number. She knew his phone number. Instead of calling him and his phone's charged, she would call me. Hey, is he good? Does he need a ride home? Are y'all okay? Are y'all safe? Where y'all at? I said, what the fuck? Like, why? And then to find out, like, she had dudes sending fucking pubes, bro. Like, I'll never get over that shit. Do you remember that story? Or do I need to go ahead and rehash? I'll rehash
please,
it.
Please don't. Please don't. This is please don't.
Yeah. So I won't rehash it. I want y'all to just go listen to the episode so you can understand the pube story. But ultimately, for me, I feel like helping a friend cheat isn't always what it's thought to be. I think sometimes there are people who are in situations and they know for a fact their friends, they put them in compromising situations that actually show the true character of that person's relationship. Where it's like, yeah, you can go out and hang out with your boys, but you wanted to do this shit. You knew whatever was going on at home either wasn't right, or even the flip of the coin, home is perfect. You just want to get away with it. And that happens more often than not. I've been there. I've had friends who were like that as well. And I'll just speak for me, where, like, I was in a, not even a relationship. I was talking to a girl, very happy with her and anything like that. But it was a, what are we? And she was like, oh, we just kicking it and shit like that. I was like, okay, if we just kicking it, that means that either you doing what you doing, or you hoping that I'm not doing what I'm doing, right? So, long story less long, I'm going and I'm having fun. I get a phone number from a chick or whatever, right? Get the phone number from the chick, not finding out that it's homegirl's line sister. Didn't know, right? And the thing is, the line sister was feeling me. She, you know, she having conversation, everything like that. They didn't know because they went to two separate schools. Like, my girl went to Morgan State at the time, right? You know, the girl that I was talking to, she went to Morgan State. The other girl went to Hampton. So, you know, the girl from Hampton I got the phone number from, come to find out, you know, D.C. is a small area, and, you know, the people who live in D.C., even though they don't know each other, there's events that we can go to and you may see each other, right? So, come to find out, we go to something called the BAFC, which is called the Big Ass Fucking Cookout. And me and the girl at the time... Man,
when I tell you my mind went to XXX.com...
See, you know what? You got to stop. You got to stop. Yo. Oh, my God. See?
I must repent.
I'm talking about Big Ass Fucking Cookout, and you are out here thinking the real BAFC.
Oh, my, like, what category is this? Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness, y'all.
I'm going to pray tonight, so, I promise.
Yeah. You, we know what's on your mind tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you on another level right now.
Yeah.
Nat is over here talking about me too, Shane. I was like, see, y'all got y'all minds in the gutter. Y'all minds. I was like,
what abbreviation is that?
We're gonna have to pray for both of y'all because y'all wild. Please. I don't know where y'all get these ideas from, but y'all nasty. It ain't my fault. I even told y'all what it was like two words later, and y'all were like, oh, I was thinking about something else. I'm trying to text back tonight. See? Y'all nasty. But Natalie talking about what kind of party is this? What kind of party are you trying to go to? But yeah, so we go to the BAFC, right? The big ass fucking cookout. And you know, homegirl and I were walking around and stuff like that. See, look, she told me I didn't hear that part. She heard that part.
The cookout now.
So we
all
go
the beats.
See, look at so clearly I'm not the problem here. It is Shan. It is Shan B. Potting on y'all favorite platform. The person right there, right here on that side of the screen, she the problem, y'all.
I'm a BA.
We go to this the cookout. I'm just calling it cookout because every time I say BAFC, I think like Shan, her radar go off. You're like, yo, what is he talking about? But we go to the cookout and they, I guess like sororities, like they all hang out. Kind of like if you go to a like college campus, they have like plots and stuff that they hang out at, right? Mm-hmm. So they hang in and mind you, I'm hanging out with my friends because I'm not a part of a fraternity, right? So I'm hanging out with my regular friends and they hanging out at the plot, right? So I go check on my girl at the time. And I don't know what happened at this point. I was a little bit confused, right? So I go and I, you know, put my arm around her or whatever, right? And the girl that I got the number from is standing on the other side of the plot. She see this shit. So she's thinking like, all right, I'm just trying to get at, you know, this girl that's my girlfriend, right? Or the girl I'm talking to. And I guess she walks over to her, like after I walked away, because I was like, hey, I'm going to go get another play. I'm going to hang out with them for a second because you on plot with your line sisters, right? Excuse me. After I do that, I go away. I get the fucking text 15 minutes later. So what's all that about? What you mean, what's all that about? And she was like, yeah, I heard some shit. What'd you hear? Please let me know. So she was like, so one of my line sisters told me that you hollered at her at a nightclub. I was like, I did what? Now, mind you, I'm not even playing stupid. Okay. I'm literally.
Wait.
Yeah.
This is what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like what was all that about. I'm not doing that. I'm going to say, yo, why this girl by name told me that you got her number?
Hello.
I'm very direct. And then you're supposed to say, what's her name this? And I'm going to say, yeah. And you're supposed to say, yeah, I did get her number. Oh, yo, shit. Don't say, what girl? What you talking about? You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
But here's the thing. I'm so fucking confused at the time or whatever, because she didn't say it like that. She hit me with the, you know, you try to holler at one of my friends. I'm sitting like, who is your, you don't know this stranger.
It don't matter. If you in your mind say in the last 24 hours, did I try to get a girl's number or did I talk to a woman? Say that shit.
But hear me out. This was literally like 3-4 months prior. Got the girl phone number, forgot, okay. Never text the girl. That's the funny thing about, like,
I thought it was in the same night.
No, like, okay. You ever like see somebody in passing, like, yo, like we've talked before, we've seen each other before or something like that. She recognized me because we exchanged numbers that night, never got in contact with her, never contacted her at all. Right. So we get to the cookout and she recognizes me. But I guess in like sorority life or Greek life, you don't do that. You don't go and be trying to holler at like one line sister or something like that and not realize, well, I'm sorry, not line sister, because it's a little bit different. Like if you're talking to a Delta, for example, right? If you're talking to a Delta and next thing you know, because these are AKAs, I'm just using Deltas because whatever. So basically the girlfriend or whatever was a Delta and the girl was a Delta as well, right? But they end up at the same function. So it's more so like a meet and greet for sorority people and all, you know, hanging out and stuff like that. I'm not Greek. I didn't know this shit. So Plus, she didn't have on like Greek letters when we went to a nightclub, right? She got on a little tight dress, popping ass, titties all out, makeup, lip gloss popping, all that shit, right? And I'm drunk, but I'm cognizant enough to know she fine. We can call a thing a thing. So she actually approaches me. What happened was, this is before I had dad bod and shit like that, when I had hair. I'm talking to her and, you know, just making casual conversation. And next thing you know, get the phone number. And I guess the next day I just either forgot or I just never had this interaction. So for the girl at the cookout, for her to kind of like remember that, I don't know if she remembered, because it was like, okay, I went and intentionally got her number, but I never contacted her. So maybe that was one of her things. And she's like, this nigga's out here, you know, he not calling females back. So maybe he, you know, she was going and telling her like, hey, watch out for him or something like that. Not realizing that was my girl, right? So she goes and she gives me the whole spiel of, hey, you know, who is she? But I'm like, you know who the fuck she is? Like, clearly you know the story. You want to catch me in this lie, just like Nat said, right? So I told her, I was like, what? And she didn't even point the girl out. She just said, one of the girls over there said you. So I'm sitting there, I'm looking, I'm like, yo, who the fuck is what? Like, people look different at 1 o'clock in the morning versus 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So 1 o'clock in the morning, the lights like this. This the only light on. All the other lights is blacked out.
This is why I don't go out. This is why I like people not knowing who I am.
Yep.
And this is why, if I ever have to give my number to a man, in my mind, I'm just like, please don't call me.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm very weird. Because if I really like you, I'm going to initiate everything.
Yep.
But if you come to me on some, give me your number, we should talk. So you don't know shit about me.
And that's the thing. That's where I fucked up. To Nat's point, she said, why you take homegirl number if you weren't going to use it? Because I took the number because at the time, this is, mind you, 3-4 months ago, like the girl that was my girlfriend or whatever, when we got to the BAFC.
She was not your girlfriend.
She wasn't my girl. She was like, literally, we're in a situation where we're trying to figure some shit out. This was, I'd say, maybe like Labor Day week. Not Labor Day. What's the one in May? Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Like her and I were going in court and stuff like that. And 4th of July is when, I'm sorry, not 4th of July, like June, we'll just say June, is when we kind of like made the shit official. I had met the girl or whatever, like sometime in that time frame between then and when we made the shit official. So it was like, all right, her, I'm talking to multiple people at this time, right? I'm talking to the girlfriend that became the girlfriend. And I'm talking to other people. So I'm still playing the field, but we aren't anything. We haven't, you know, establish what we are or who I am to you. So when I gave, you know, I gave her the insight, I was like, yo, here we are now. It's Labor Day weekend. You and I are talking now. We're mm-hmm. like, we're actively dating. And this stranger who don't know you pulls up on you and was like, hey, how do you know that guy? And that's what she kind of like told me after she wanted to argue about it. She said that the girl, she wanted to see if I was going to lie, number one, see if the stories matched up, two, and three, see if I followed through. So I told her, I was like, hey, like, you know what? You and I were talking at the time. We weren't dating. Like, you knew I liked you. I liked you back. You know, we liked each other. But I'm out hanging out with the guys, tying it into the story about, you know, would you help your friends cheat? They didn't help me cheat. I did that on my own volition. Knowing I was talking to somebody else, but there was no title there. I'm like, all right, I'll take the phone number. Never used it, right? So fast forward to Labor Day weekend, here comes homegirl, like, you know, Homer Simpson out the bush. And she's like, hey, by the way, you know what? Like, you know, how do you know him? And she, you know, my girl at the time, and now she's my girlfriend. She's like, hey, that's my man. But the way you say that's my man, it makes it sound like, okay, he's been your man for a while. Because again, we've been talking, we've been dating. She don't know, hey, we really made it official, you know, June 7th or some shit like that, right? So the entire day, I'm trying to figure out who the fuck did I run, like who, right? I'm sitting, I'm like, yo, like she won't tell me at the function, like who I pulled up on. Cause I'm thinking she's trying to catch me into a lie. She
this
didn't
is
say
another thing too. If I'm with my man, mm-hmm. I'm not talking to you about shit at a function.
And I asked her, I was like, yo, so now that you've pulled up on me after having that conversation with her, and she didn't tell you the entire scope of the story, so now she got you looking crazy because you had to address me. And she's like, these are the type of niggas I'm talking about. But she don't, she didn't tell you. Yeah, she was trying to create drama, and she was trying to create drama not because she thought that it was being messy. She thought that she was protecting her line sister. She was like, all right, girl, I'm gonna just let you know. He tried to holler at me, he never called me back. But when she hears, oh, that's my yo.
This is like this dumb shit right here.
Yep.
If I ain't your nothing and we just like each other and we just happen to be out
Yep.
eating at the same place at the same time or having drinks or whatever, I'm not confirming shit and I'm not. It's kind of like when somebody knock at your door as a black child in the house.
Yep.
Is your
It didn't
mama
happen.
home? Sir, I
It
ain't got
didn't
no
happen.
answers for you. That's none of your business. Just
It didn't
like I
happen.
don't have to confirm with you where I met this person, how long I know him, are y'all together? None of your business.
Exactly.
What is your business? Why are you asking me all these goddamn questions? What you want?
Exactly.
And that's where she would have to tell me, oh, months ago, he tried to get my number. Okay, cool. We were still feeling each other out at the time. We wasn't together yet. Cool.
Exactly.
See ya. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dumb to me.
And that's why I left it off. But it was ultimately just like Nat was saying, she was being messy. But I'm not here to argue because I'm like, yo, like you and I together, she knew what she saw. She knew that she recognized me. She see I'm talking to somebody that's her line sister or, sorority sister. So she's like, all right, let me go and spill the tea. Issue is, ain't
No
no
tea,
tea between.
though.
Exactly, ain't no tea. That shit is literally seltzer water at this point. It's bubbling, but ain't got no taste, right? So, I told her, I was like, hey, like I can't help that when you and I were first starting to date, yeah, I took a phone number and I never used it. That's what the girl now said though. That's what fucked me up the most is because she said, oh yeah, we exchanged numbers, and she was like, oh, I just didn't know that he was talking to somebody else. What the fuck you mean talking to somebody? Girl, I never talked to you. Like, I literally never talked to you, which is crazy. So again, just be mindful again when you go out with your guys, because I'll shut up after this. Like, as guys, when we go out and we are perceived to be cheating and stuff like that, like some of that shit do just be having good intentions. Like, I think people have lost the art of like networking and just meeting strangers, right? Like, you don't have to go and have this notion that, okay, you see the opposite gender, you gotta put something in them. Or,
Yes, that.
yeah, just be like, no, like, I met a stranger, we had a conversation, they seemed to be cool, that person went that way, I went that way, nothing came of it, right? But we've gotten to the point where, when I say we, there are some people who really don't feel like their person that they're in a relationship with or dating should even be able to cohabitate in the same space with the opposite gender.
And
You
that's
going to a
insane.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that's insane.
It is. Can you imagine saying to your spouse, like to the person that you're with, oh, I'm going to the bar. What bitches you with?
That's a real thing. So one of my brothers, I'm not gonna say no names. I think his wife is a loony bin, but he's Jamaican. So sis, you knew what you signed up for anyway. Jamaican men feel like they always have a chance with whatever woman they have their eyes on, regardless of what their life is set up.
Yeah.
Sis printed out my brother's customer list of phone calls from his job.
Oh no.
Went through the calls, and any woman caller basically at her neck about, what car is he working on, blah, 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 blah. My thing is, like,
Wow.
why be married to someone that you got to do that for?
That is crazy, yo.
But at the same time, how did my brother meet her? From her bringing her vehicle to him. And that's why you don't get in relationships where you see that shit play out, because you're
Yep.
always feeling threatened that you're going to be another one. But she would also accuse him of doing things when he wasn't doing things. You know what I'm saying? And people get tired of that too, because when you accuse someone who is really not cheating on you or disrespecting you in your absence,
You make them want to cheat. Mm-hmm. You make them want to do the things that you accuse them of because you're going to accuse them of it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, and that also says what you think about their character. Because if you're saying, if you see me getting dressed in the house as a man and my friends are going somewhere and I'm going out to meet my friends, I don't want you to wait till the last minute and be like, so you think it's cool for you to get dressed and go out with your friends and look like that?
Exactly.
Sir, you were you was thinking this when you heard me on the phone with my friends that I said I was going from Thursday. Mm-hmm. So you've been holding in all these thoughts about me going out until this last minute, and you think I'm about to change my mind because you're in your feelings. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that as a grown woman, as your wife, you don't feel like I can respect myself and my marriage enough to be around men and not disrespect you. So you're saying something about my character indirectly. No, I'm not. Right, no, I'm not. Yes, the fuck you are. Mm. And that's what a lot of people don't get, is what you assume that I will do or what could happen tells me what you think about me.
That right there. Like Nat is saying in the chat, she said, I used to date someone who would accuse me of cheating every time I went out.
Yes.
Do you know how crazy that, like, yo, I'm going to Target. What bitches at Target? Like, wait a, whoa, wait the, what?
A lot of them.
And they be there, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm at a point now where I'm just like, yo, people are so crazy. And if I ever was with someone who felt like I would cheat on them, I don't want to be with you. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to be on with anybody I think I'm going to cheat on. If I feel like I'm going to cheat on you, I don't want to be in a relationship. Feel like you need to put an Apple tag on my truck or in my bag or my location has to be on or my read receipts has to be on, there's something ticky-ticky with you.
I agree. So, hold on. At the time we're recording this, it's 10:41, right? So I think we should leave a portion where people in the chat say things like, Nat said that, you know, to your earlier comment that she's insecure. Then she also said that, I guess her man said that that her blood cousin was her man. That's crazy. That's a little bit wild. Did he never meet your blood cousin?
It don't matter. Insecurity don't matter.
But, like, what happens when you actually explain to a person something and they don't believe it? Like, nah, I wasn't doing something. And then
You stop talking.
But, right. But Shan, she said he met him.
I don't know.
How do you meet the...
I love, especially now that my nephews are older, I love to get in their vehicles and pop out somewhere and nobody knows... What's the relationship? I love to be at my brother's shop and his customers don't know what the relationship is or why I'm there. Mm-hmm. Because I need to be in spaces where I need to respect myself, respect you without having to blast my title.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you build relationship muscle. You go to the gym, when you first started at the gym, maybe you using a 15-pound weight. Mm-hmm. If you in your third year still using a 15-pound weight and you ain't pick up nothing else, you're not building any resistance. You're not getting better. Fact. So when it comes to relationships, you can't patrol the whole shit all the time because what are they going to do when you're not around? They're going to be like a damn... private school kid when their parents is not home. They're gonna be buck wild.
Exactly.
So I wanted to focus on what happens when you decide to stay. What happens when you decide to stay with that friend after they cheated and deal with their backlash from whoever they cheated on. And when you decide to stay with that mate after they cheated. Or if you dealt with a friend doing some shifty shit in y'all friendship, how do y'all, you know, try to mend that or fix it while continuing the friendship? Some of those friendships can be kept. Some of them have to be trashed, okay? So my thing is, if you stay and you are constantly confused after, you might be used. You know what I'm saying? I think when you're being used, there's no real clarity and you're always wondering what's going on. You're always wondering what's happening. And that's some uncomfortable shit to be feeling when you're trying to facilitate a good relationship, is always wondering where y'all are, where you're going, and where you headed to. Now, my whole thing about when you decide to stay after somebody cheated or somebody disappointed you or somebody disrespected you is, how much are you willing to support the lashback of what you did, or dealing with a friend that did you dirty and now you're dealing with trust issues? You know, are you willing to, you know, take your time fixing the drama? Are you willing to deal with the breakup woes? Are you willing to go to events and possibly still see this person? And then you got to be the person that's like, who all gonna be there? You know, I have some friends who always want to know who gonna be there before they say, I'm coming. And are you willing to deal with someone getting upset or getting mad when you want to go out, or feeling insecure when you're around certain people? You know, are you going to be comfortable being around someone that shitted on you, someone that disrespected you, and staying friends with someone who put you in a predicament? Is hard also because, you know, you just see them as being selfish minded. Your trust in them fades with each fuck up that they do. And you get to a point where you feel like you got to draw this line in y'all friendship. How you manage your stress. You know, do you need to hang around them less? Do you need to see them less? When it comes to events that you have, do you purposely not invite them? Do you allow them to weaponize the good that they did so they can mask the bullshit that they also did? And that's another thing too. If you did some bullshit to a friend or somebody you're in a romantic relationship with, you don't get to tell them when to get over it. You don't get to tell them when they can't and can bring it up. You don't get to tell them how they should feel by now. If you're not willing to be patient with their process of getting over some bullshit you did, then maybe y'all should end the friendship. Maybe y'all should end the relationship. I think it's very simple, and people just try to hold on to shit they know they shouldn't have. They try to stay around in places where they know they shouldn't be. How long will people stay mad? Again, that shit is not up to you. You know? Why you don't do this anymore? You used to do this. Yeah, and you used to not lie to me. And you used to not disrespect me. And you used to not talk behind my back. Or were you doing that the whole time? And that's some shit you deal with when you truly find out some manipulative shit that somebody that you trusted and looked up to at one time revealed to you. That's some shit you got to deal with. And before I get out of here, please remember that some relationships will never be fixed after you cheat or you disrespect someone or you break a bond. Men don't stay with women when they cheat, so women stop feeling obligated to do that shit, okay? I think women stay because they are highly insecure and they just feel like time and knowing someone for a long time means betterment. It doesn't. And friends that care about you don't want to put you in a fucking lie. You know what I'm saying? Don't put me in a predicament where I got to be a liar with you. And most men cheat based on availability, and so do some women, okay? Some women do cheat based on availability. And I want people who decide to stay to remember this. How you process your feelings will change. How you see the changes will be long over time. And are you willing to wait for that shit? And what they were before the fuck up will never be the same after the fuck up. So if you're willing to see another version of your person, stay. See that shit through. If you're going to complain and bitch the whole time, don't stay, because who the fuck wants to deal with that? Love and history does not erase the lack of trust. Love and history does not erase disrespect. Okay? Now, some people got to be real with themselves. Did you pick the woman you have to babysit them? Okay? And when I say that, I feel like some men and women pick people who they got to watch, who they got to make sure they went to work, who they got to make sure they at their mom's house, who they got to make sure they took the car where they said they was going to take the car, who they got to check pockets for, who they got to check social media. Are you willing to face your decisions later when they're revealed? If you can't afford to cheat mentally, emotionally, and physically, or financially, don't do that shit. And some people do marry who they deem is the safe option, and they still fucking cheat. Some people do marry the person that they feel like is the option that their family is going to like, but they still feel like they deserve better, and they're still going to shop while they're in that relationship for better, and that's unfortunate. My thing is, I hope you don't run into those people in the relationships you're pouring time and effort into, but that's life, and that's the risk that you take when you're in relationships. But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We will be back in 2 weeks with another one, and I hope you have a great month. Happy May.
That right there. Like, I just don't get it. But to round us out, I want to just give people the notion again to, if you enjoy like what you're hearing and you hear this conversation, this is how Shane and I talk every show. It's just y'all actually seeing our faces. So I want to say thank you to everybody who joined in. Nat, you got Damo, Shreed. There were so many people who joined in, a lot of comments, a lot of engagement, right? But we love when y'all engage. If you want to actually hear yourselves speak and us like respond to you, we do this every other Wednesday on the Stereo app. It's free in the App Store on both Google Play and Apple. And you can actually join us when we do our show. And you can leave voicemails instead of having to type. We do appreciate it, Nat. And it allows the space to have these conversations. Like when we open the show talking about, you know, homeboy who I think is in love with his homeboy, right? Like, you know, if that's the case, that's cool. And he was leaving some really like good voicemails, and it actually built like kind of a bond between the listener and us, right? It was like, all right, we can connect with them. That's why we like Stereo. So we do that again every Wednesday. So like, Nat, I know I would personally love to see you comment and leave your stories as voice notes, so we can, you know, have it in the show and we can respond to you, so we can actually hear you instead of you just having it type. Again, the app is Stereo. If you want to listen to older episodes, if you want to listen to the actual full episode, not even just of this, but of the show that we had done last Wednesday, you go to Loudmouth Stereo, and that is LoudMouf Stereo. Three different words on all your digital streaming platforms. Shan, do you have any closing words before we get up out of here?
If you don't want to deal with somebody cheating, don't. If you don't want to deal with the aftermath of making somebody believe you after you've done some dirt shit, don't do no dirt shit. If that's not really your friend, stop being around them. Stop going out. That's, you know what I'm saying? Stop saying, okay, I'll see you there, when you know you're not leaving the house.
That's a fact. And if you're going to be a hoe, just go to church. Hey, Santa was a Christian, and technically, when he say ho ho ho, he's not saying it to be disrespectful.
Santa's so backwards in Satan.
You know what? on that note, y'all, thank y'all for listening. Hopefully, again, the show on all the platforms. We on Apple, Spotify, Tidal, all of those. It's called Loudmouth Stereo. I'm Greg, and y'all know who she is. She the lady of the hour.
She pod, and y'all know I'm always on here talking crazy.
So, again, shout out to Shan. Shout out to the show. Shout out to Pod Fam as well. You need to follow Baylor at Baylorism. You need to follow Gigi. I don't even know if Gigi really be using her TikTok like that for real.
She don't. She just be on here lurking.
Exactly. And then we got, obviously, Drake, you know, the leader of us at Everything Culture. That's Everything with an A, not an I. Get it correct. So, again, shout out to us. Shout out to Pod Fam. Shout out to Shan, my co-host. Shout out to Loudmouth Stereo. Shout out to Stereo for allowing us to do our show. I think the next show that we're doing, Shane, I think that's next Wednesday. Excuse me. And what
it is not topic? Next Wednesday.
Is it next Wednesday? It's two Wednesdays from now, right? Because we're not doing next week. So what is the show then? What is the show for that week?
Don't make me lie right now. I have it written down somewhere else.
The Rays worth it. Ironic. I fucking ironic. Jesus
good
Christ.
Good timing.
Good timing for real. So again, thank y'all for listening. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the live. If y'all like this, we'll do it more.
I miss your face.
Shout out to Nat.
I used to work with Nat at a tech company. And Nat was always trying to encourage me to date, and I'm just like, Nat, it's not happening.
Look at us now. She out here telling, you know, Shan is telling us, you know, how things are, bro. But yeah, we'll do the show live May 8th. The show will be, is the Rays worth it? And then we'll do the post show. Like, I think hopefully we'll do the post show if the show doesn't run over from Stereo. And how it works is we'll do the show on Stereo, and then we do like an after show for like 30 minutes or so.
It's not May 8th. It's the week after that, Greg.
It's on the note. It say May 8th. I swear it say it.
Then that's wrong, because I got to be in the office next week.
All right, we'll change it, because it say episode 8, May 8th, the Rays worth it, and then it says May 22nd is episode 9. Hey, I'm just looking at the note, and I ain't changing it, so you can't say, oh, Greg changed the note.
I'll be looking at the note. We'll correct it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. She try to put the blame on me. Try to put the blame on me. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll see y'all later. Peace, y'all.